Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast, which is back after a two-week hiatus. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. The start of training camp for football is fast approaching, and my guest today at the McHugh Center is offensive lineman Ross Burbank, who will be competing as a graduate student this fall. Ross, thanks for stopping by. How's your summer going?
Oh, thanks for having me. It's going really well. All the guys working hard, lifting, running, extra drills, meetings, film time, and I'm feeling really good about the work we're putting in right now, so it's going well.
For college football players in particular, summer vacation is something of a misnomer. You're from Virginia Beach. How much time have you actually spent at home since the spring semester ended?
Let's see. Yeah, I got about 2.5 weeks at home, which was actually a pretty long break for us because my exams ended relatively early. A lot of the older guys' exams end early. So I got about 2.5 weeks, and it was good to be home. Got to put in a little work, got to see the family, hang out with the guys. But it's after that, it's all business. So.
You graduated in May with a bachelor's degree in anthropology, right?
Yes. Yes.
What program are you in now, and what would you be taking this fall?
Yeah, well, I'm in the higher education program in the Curry School, focusing on athletic concentration. I'm in there with a couple other O-line guys, John Pond and Jay Whitmire in there with me. It's cool. It's really interesting, actually. There's a lot of older, students who have been in the have work experience, been in the workforce. They come back, and it's a really interesting experience.
Whenever your football career ends, do you see yourself doing something with athletics? Is that a possibility, or is that a decision for down the road?
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility. I think kind of being geared towards like an athletic director, something like that. Someone who's just involved in the program, tries to bring what experiences I have and, the coaching and teaching that I've gotten here and kind of spread it around. So I think it could definitely be something in the future.
The incoming first years on the football team arrived at UVA for summer school this month. They've been training together as a group. When did you and the other veterans get back to Charlottesville and start working out in earnest? And has most of the veterans been here most of summer?
Yeah, I'd say probably 95% of the team has been back since June. And, yeah, everyone's been back. We've been doing the walkthroughs and, just team-oriented stuff. Matt Johns and Kanan have been running a lot of the seven-on-sevens, the passing stuff, and then we come out for the walkthroughs as a team. So they're really bringing a lot of leadership to the group this year, which is great for us.
For the players at the skill positions like Kanan and Matt, the running back seven-on-seven drills are a big part of the off season. For the linemen, how do you guys get extra work? Do you get extra work, and what do you try to do in those sessions?
Yeah, so really, we have organized drill sessions every week where we'll work on different techniques. Work run blocking this day, pass protection the other day, and we have set drills that we go over with the, the coaches hand us a sheet of drills to do that we've already done during the spring, and we work on that, and then we come in and watch a lot of tape on our own, just from the spring, working our calls, working our protections, just getting everything down pat.
I know there's not a lot of glory in being a lineman, but that doesn't sound nearly as fun as throwing the as chucking the ball around in the summer, running and catching passes and intercepting balls and scoring touchdowns.
Yeah, it's definitely a different ball game when you're an offensive lineman, but we do it. So
you started 11 games at center last season, but on the depth chart that was released after spring ball this year, you're listed as the starter at right guard. What is your position? Are you a full-time guard now, or could you swing back and forth in the fall?
Probably looking to be a full-time guard this season. It really just depends. It all depends on the lineup. I know first week and a half of camp, we're going to try a couple things and shuffle some guys. We got guys coming back from injury. Jay's coming back. Maybe City come back. We'll see. And we're definitely going to find the right mix. Probably about a week and a half, and then just hit it running from there, and that'll be the group.
You're one of four team captains, along with David Dean, Kanan Severin, and Vince Croce. Has there been one overriding message that the captains have tried to impart to the rest of the team this offseason?
I think the big thing is just really accountability and not having the coaches be the ones that have to hold you accountable. It's the players having keeping each other accountable, which is difficult because you have friendships. You know, you live with guys, you spend time with guys. Sometimes some of the guys you don't spend as much time with outside the practice field. So that can be difficult sometimes. But really, it's just everyone's got to hold each other accountable. You know, high standards, and we have to do it more so than the coaches should have to do it.
When you look back at last season, the team clearly made strides from the year before. Was it frustrating, though, to win five games and realize very easily could have won six and gone to a bowl, six or seven even?
Very, very frustrating. I mean, we left a lot of points up on the board as an offense, and that's something that, you know, whether it be turnovers or mental errors, just things that we could have control of. So that was definitely a frustrating. I think that we're taking the good things we did last year, building on those, and we are – you know, we're putting the bad stuff behind us, which I think is the big thing moving forward.
You played at Cox High School. David Dean was at another Virginia Beach High School, Green Run.
There was a
great video that was posted today on VirginiaSportsTV.com about your and David's relationship, and it includes some vintage clips of you guys going against each other in high school. Did you actually know him, like, at all off the field before you got here? You knew him as a player. Did you know him as a person at all?
Yeah, we didn't. You know, we communicated through Facebook a little bit after we committed, and you know, hey, you going up this weekend? Are you staying? Like, what are you doing? But mostly it was definitely a competitive relationship. We knew who we were as players, and you know, we definitely got after it.
You and David are not the only players from Virginia Beach on the team. Far from it. There's Mark Hall, Trey Nicholson, Kyle Dawkins, Quinn Blanding, Taquan Mizell, Mason Thomas, Devontae Walker, and Corwin Cutler. I think that's everybody. I hope I'm not forgetting anyone. Is there a special bond among the Beach guys on the team? Most of you played against each other in high school, I guess.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. Just you know guys as players, and then they come here and you become, you know, friends, brothers, and you have that relationship. But it's like, I've been playing against Trey since I was in middle school, and I always try to rip his head off. I could never catch him, and he has all these accolades, and you get here and you're like, man, that guy, you know, Trey Nicholson, like, I don't like him. And then you meet him, you're like, he's the nicest dude I ever met. So it's really cool. I think you definitely have a relationship with those guys just being from the same area.
Before we talk about UVA football again, let's go back to your high school days. It may not be common knowledge, but you won a state title as a heavyweight wrestler when you were a junior, and I believe Cox won the state team championship that same year.
Yep.
Did you ever think about pursuing wrestling instead of football in college? I know there's more money, scholarship money, in football than in wrestling.
Yeah, I loved wrestling in high school, and I think it's a great experience for any athlete to really just compete, you know, one-on-one. You get that, you get a little more attention as a wrestler than you do as an offensive lineman. You know, your parents can see you. They actually know what you're doing. So that's all fun. But I think football was always first for me. It was the first sport I picked up. Obviously recruiting is a lot different in either sport. And I think I was always more geared towards football, but I loved wrestling. I still miss doing it.
There's a great wrestling program here. Virginia is the reigning ACC champion in the sport. Do you get out to Mem Gym at all? Have you followed
the
team here? Do you know any of the guys on the team?
Yeah, I know a lot of the guys. A lot of the guys that came in with me, and you know, like Zach Nye, Blaze Butler, guys like that, like Dusty Floyd, a couple guys, and then guys who just graduated. It's great watching those guys compete, and they get after it, man. It's really cool.
I'm guessing your wrestling skills helped you some on the football field, just the balance and the strength and the competitiveness you have to show.
Yeah, that's the big thing, is that you really have to be competitive when it's just you and someone else on a wrestling field, a wrestling mat. And obviously when you're on the football field, it's, you know, it's a team game, but there's those individual battles on the line of scrimmage that you have to win. You know, it's you and another guy. You got to push him there. He wants to make you go there. So it's definitely just the one-on-one aspect of it is pretty helpful.
Another little-known fact is that you occasionally played fullback at Cox. I believe you told me once early in your career here that you rushed for seven touchdowns in high school.
Yes.
with a long run of 9 yards.
Yep. Yep.
Have you informed the coaches here that you could be a viable option in short yardage situations?
I tell you what, I've told them, and I don't think they give me any credit. They haven't seen the tape. I need to get the tapes out, but you could call up Eli Harold and ask him about the his junior year. He came in and played us at our homecoming game, and I put up 3 touchdowns on Eli. So that's probably my
claim to fame.
That's my claim to fame on Eli.
Your first 4 seasons here, Scott Wackenheim was the offensive line coach. He's now the head man at VMI, and Dave Borbley is back here for a second go-round as O-line coach. Had you met Coach Borbley before he returned to Charlottesville last winter? I know Jay Whitmire knew him from the recruiting process early on.
Yeah, I'd actually never met Borbs. I was strictly recruited by Coach London and his new guys right. When he came in. Borbs was kind of this ominous figure that we all heard about just from Bowanko and O'Day and Pastor, guys like that. They always talked about him. So I had never met him, but I got an idea of what he was about from those guys.
How does his philosophy of coaching the line differ from Wachs?
They are a little different. Borbs, he's really just aggressive, straight at him, fully confident in what we're doing. And I think his attitude, just of his toughness that he brings to the way he coaches, the way he carries himself, he brings it to the group, and it's really carried over.
You have played on some patchwork offensive lines during your career here. This year, though, the team heads into training camp with 10 O-linemen who have college experience. On paper, at least, this line appears like it should be a strength of this team. Is that the way you guys see it?
That's the way I see it, definitely. I believe that, like you said, we've got a full 2 deep of guys who have played and contributed and played in the biggest games of our season last year. So I think that we can be confident. We'll set a starting 5, and we'll have quality guys that can – that can come in at a moment's notice if anything happens. So I'm feeling good about it.
One of those veterans on the O-line is your classmate, Jay Whitmire, who missed last season with a back injury. I know you and Jay are tight. What's it been like to have him back out there? This summer I saw you guys running sprints side by side the other day.
It's great, really. It was definitely tough for him last year, just having to go through that whole ordeal. Obviously, it's nobody wants to have to go through that, but he's doing really well this summer. We've been back at it, lifting together, running drills, and just it's great to have another senior, older guy. We have a very similar mindset when it comes to the game and how we want to help lead the line and stuff like that. So it's great having him back.
As people who watch that Virginia Sports TV feature on you and David Dean will see, you work hard at football, but you don't take yourself too seriously. Is it important for you to try to make practice and workouts fun as well as productive?
Yeah, I feel like my approach to it, I've definitely gotten more serious as I've gotten older, but you have to have a little relief to it. You can't – you hold yourself to a high standard. You know what you're capable of doing, but you can't – you really can't take yourself too seriously when it comes to the game, because you're there practicing every day. You're lifting, you're running, you're doing drill work, you're competing, you're hitting every single day as an O-lineman. And you really have to be able to bring that group of guys around you and rally with each other, so that definitely helps.
It was obviously big news in the spring when Grayson Lambert announced he was transferring to another school. How did the rest of the team kind of take that? And I know Matt Johns is extremely popular with his teammates. Do you sense that everyone just kind of rallied around him?
Yeah, really. Obviously, it's Grayson felt like he had to leave for his personal reasons, his happiness, and I wish him all the best at Georgia. I think he's going to do great over there. I'm excited for him, and I think the way Matt carries himself and the way Matt is with his teammates, you won't find a guy that'll say a bad thing about Matt Johns.
I know that the stock response for the last however many years, when you ask offensive players about having multiple quarterbacks, they say it doesn't matter who's in there. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. But do you think having one guy, if indeed Matt is the guy and he's the guy every game and he's the quarterback, should that make it easier for the offense to just have one voice back there?
Yeah, obviously we're confident in all of our guys back there, but having Matt – be a solidified player. He's played in the big moments. We know what he's about. We know what he's capable of doing. It'll be nice just to have one guy leading us out of the tunnel, and we really, you know, won't have to be looking over his shoulder every play, and just to have that confidence build each game, and you know, every couple of reps is just great. So I'm excited about Matt.
I've heard so much about your prodigious appetite that I probably should have had this podcast catered. Accept my apologies for that oversight. But let me ask you this final question, which is related to food. A new NCAA policy that went into effect last summer allows schools to provide more snacks and more food to student athletes during the day.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw a Virginia Sports TV video on that. How much has that helped you guys? I know, particularly when you practice in the morning, guys have been dashing off to class after practice and don't necessarily have time to get a breakfast, or did not have time to get breakfast before practice or sit down for a meal afterwards. Has it helped, you know, with the intake you need to have?
Yeah, obviously we all like to joke about it, being the O-line, being the big eaters of the team. But it really has helped. A lot of people don't realize that when we practice in the morning prior to this rule being in effect, the only thing they could provide us with was bagels with
no peanut butter, no jelly,
no cream cheese. And it's tough when you show up. It's hard to wake up at 5, cook yourself breakfast, show up to 6:30 meetings, and then go practice on an empty stomach. So it's really great having that before practice. And then after practice, we get out of practice at maybe 11:30, and we got a 12 o'clock class. Well, you don't have time to cook food. You don't have time to go get food. So just having those sandwiches or the jerky or whatever it is, just being able to grab and go with them is really convenient, really helps guys.
I think there was a video feature of the offensive line at a local establishment last year. Who is the eating champion of the group?
The eating champ.
Is that you?
Well, I wouldn't hand myself into the title, but I think it'd probably be myself and Sean Carl are the two at the top.
All right. Ross, thanks again for making time for this interview. Best of luck this summer and this fall.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
As always seems to be the case, summer's flying by and preseason practices for UVA's fall teams will start in a few weeks. I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. Until then, remember to check virginiasports.com for schedules and information on all 25 of our teams. And thanks for listening.